359-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee, no credit card transaction, no games. You just go and get them. That's the way it should be. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll see them on the left-hand side of the site. In fact, if you scroll down past day number 6, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with months' worth of the show. All of it free. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Alrighty then, we got emails, we got stuff that we brought in, of course, that we want to talk about, but if you call in, it goes to your topic, 800-259-9231. This one came in, actually an email. Sometimes our listeners send us links to articles, and sometimes we use them, sometimes we don't. This one's pretty interesting. It comes from Joe. Emails in at FTL at freetalklive.com saying, with Connecticut in your focus, I thought that I'd pass on the new laws in Connecticut that have gone into effect this week. And as it turns out, in Connecticut, you can no longer use a cell phone while you drive. And that's not all. They didn't just stop there. They have actually prohibited drivers from engaging in any activity, including combing hair, drinking coffee, reading a newspaper, which certainly is not a good idea, you know, when you're driving, unrelated to the operation of the motor vehicle. So it's not a primary offense, apparently, yet, in Connecticut. But
is
they're banning it all.
Is it bad to have a law against reading a newspaper while you drive?
I think it's, well, I think that if you're going to have a law against something, you should have a law against reckless driving or dangerous driving. I don't think it should matter if the reason you're driving dangerously is because you have a newspaper in front of your face or because you haven't slept in 48 hours or because you are, drunk. I think that the issue should be you putting someone else at danger, period. It's just like kind of saying, I mean, this is just an excuse for them to tack on more money onto your fine. The penalty for this, for these violations is no more than $100 plus whatever else it is that they pulled you over for initially.
Right.
So it's just a revenue. It's just a revenue generator for Connecticut because, you know, if they were really just interested in protecting people, they would just pull people over for being dangerous and fine them or arrest them or whatever it is that they do with dangerous drivers. But this is the equivalent of the hate crime for driving. Right, because if you murder somebody and you say, "Boy, I hate you, white boys," as you commit the crime, you've committed a hate crime at the same time. And for some reason, because you said, "I hate you, white boy," that's worse than just taking someone's life.
Well, I do agree with that. I'm not so sure. You know, as far as traffic fines go, I'm of two minds. I believe that traffic fines are a profit center for the sheriffs and police and city police departments out there. But B, I think that, you know, a lot of the laws they have are good. It's good not to drive drunk. It's good not to drive, while reading the newspaper. It's good not to go over the speed limit.
Okay, do we have to pass a law against everything that's bad? For people to know it's bad?
How about dangerous?
Is this the only way they get it in their head that these things are dangerous to them?
And others?
Yeah.
I think that, I do think you have to pass laws.
You think that that's how you
can participate in an activity that's dangerous to somebody else? Yes, I think there should be laws against
I think you've got that bit of a fascist tinge to you tonight, Manwich. What is wrong with just having? I mean, again, I'm not a huge fan of laws. Period.
I don't think they affect
anybody's behavior at all. You say you think that we should have as few as possible, but here you are supporting them passing yet another law.
Well, I think that clearing up what dangerous driving is good, though. You know, if
why
dangerous
can't you
driving
clear it up?
Is
why can't
reading
you clear
the newspaper
it up
while you drive.
Why can't you clear it up in the driving class that everybody is mandated to take before they can get a license? Look, Don't do this when you drive. You don't look at pretty girls either when you're driving. Is that going to be illegal next? Is it going to be illegal for me
to... It caused a few wrecks, I must
is
say.
It more than a few, I'm sure. Is it going to be illegal for me to deviate my head from the straight ahead? Can I turn my head more than 45 degrees to the left or to the right to follow, to track something on the side of the road? Or am I going to get pulled over for that if somebody spots me?
I don't know the answer to that. What I can
tell
you...
Would you like that to be a law? Because that sounds dangerous. Well, I mean, tracking people or things or signage or something like that on the side of the road could be very dangerous. Changing radio stations, we know that that's a dangerous one. Obviously, if you're listening to Free Talk Live, it should be banned. There should be a law against tuning out from Free Talk Live, because that's dangerous.
Tuning out, you must be mandatory that they tune in.
You're out of control, man.
I'm not out of control. Now, listen.
Yeah.
My point on this is you don't like ambiguous laws. Laws like... Well, what is dangerous driving? I mean, I can just see you if there was, a new law against dangerous driving. You'd be like, well, what is dangerous? What is reckless? What does that mean? Well,
right. Personally, I'd be for abolishing that, too. I think that people should just be held responsible for damage that they do. I mean, I think that if people were held responsible for the damage they do, it would probably minimize dangerous driving. And it certainly wouldn't stop it, because people are still going to get out there, and they're still going to be, like I was in college, getting up at 7 in the morning and having 5 hours or 4 hours of sleep the night before and literally nodding off as I drove to school. And I'm a good driver, but, man, I had to get to school.
So if you get into a wreck, and say you're poor, you get into a wreck, you don't have any money in the bank. A lot of Americans live in paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
The majority of them. And you don't have enough money to compensate somebody for the loss of their husband. What should happen? Should you go to prison and have to pay that off?
You should have to pay restitution, absolutely. It's your responsibility to be safe on the roads. And if you're going to be unsafe and some damage comes as a result of it, you should pay that person back. Don't you agree?
I think that those people deserve compensation.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Kelsey in California, because ladies come first on Free Talk Live. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Kelsey.
Hi, you guys. I'm kind of like tuning in and tuning out. I go here and there. But the one thing I want to say about my taxpaying dollars,
yeah,
is I'm really proud that we have used them to liberate Iraq. And the women over there, we just burned our bras here when we got liberated. They're blowing them up. We've come to a new milestone. The women are ultra liberated in Iraq.
Do I sense a bit of sarcasm?
No, I'm serious. Hey, and also, it's difficult to know where the fine line is.
Uh-huh.
Because I like Harry Brown a lot, and I'm starting to get in this libertarian thing.
That's cool.
And but Harry's right. There's a lot of things I disagree with, but in the end result, when it's all over and you start turning 40, you know what? More laws and more money doesn't help the problem.
I agree with that completely. It just compounds the problem. It gives us a state full of laws. I mean, nobody could honestly know what the laws are. It doesn't matter if you read all the news and you read about the new laws going into effect and you're Johnny on the spot when they pass some new law so you can be aware of what it is. There's no way you could keep up with it all. The news can't possibly report on it all. How could anyone, Kelsey, really, how could anybody be expected, whether they're 20, 30, 40, or 70, or 80, to know what any of the laws are, let alone all of them?
Well, the one thing I want to say is the law on Air America Radio sucks. They never take a phone call, and you know what? Whatever they're afraid of, someone's saying.
It's possible they're not getting calls. I mean,
they're getting calls. I tried to tune into them, and they screen them. And you guys, you know what? On GCN, the one thing that no one could say about GCN is they don't let someone, a listener, get their feelings.
Well, that's our network, and I can't speak for the other shows on GCN, but Free Talk Live, we'll take any call from anybody as long as you can make sounds from your mouth, pretty much. Kelsey.
Hey, they're advertising you guys on Mark Emery's site.
Cannabis culture, exactly.
Talk a little bit about what's going on there. I'd like to listen.
I haven't heard anything new. Thanks, Kelsey. We'll let you know, though, when we hear something about Mark. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we've got the update section. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send out an update, and you'll be one of the first to know about it. As a matter of fact, we sent one out today.
Did you?
Announcing our brand newest affiliate, WXNT, in Indianapolis, Indiana. They're going to be coming on board with us for the Saturday night show. So as of this Saturday night, we'll have another another million or so potential listeners.
I love that. I can't tell you how much that makes me happy.
Indeed, and it's a big deal for us, so we're really excited about it. So definitely you're going to want to be tuned in, of course, for the Saturday show. And, of course, you want to be tuned in every day because we're on Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So if you're on the updates list, you're the first person. You are one of the first people to know about this kind of news. So there you go. Sign up at updates.
Who wouldn't want that?
There you go. Updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Luke in Australia. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, and how are you?
Excellent, Luke. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Hey, I'm the guy who's got the banner on the top of your side at the moment from EY3. Not British.
You're not British.
No, I'm Australian. We just happened to live in Britain for quite some time, and my eBay account is originally registered there, so that probably explained why you thought I was British.
Now I understand. So, okay, first of all, let's reset here. Luke, you won the top banner on Free Talk Live's website a couple of months ago in our auction, and we're actually redoing the auction. You won it for about $125 US dollars.
I'm the kind of guy that likes to test and measure things, and for that $125, got about 300 visitors, so that's pretty good value.
Wow, that's not too shabby. Now, of course, the question is, did you get any orders out of it? That's the most important thing.
No, I think I'm one of those web designers who themselves has a website that's not in the best of shape at the moment because I'm too busy working for other people. So.
Understood. I've heard of that phenomena. Well, it's important. Actually, I mean, those are good results, though, the 300 people coming through, because that means
indeed.
There's 300 people that, you know, now they know if they need some web development done, EY3 is a supporter of Free Talk Live, and they might be more likely to go with you.
People all over.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be great. We work with people in Britain. We lived there for a while. We work with Americans, Australians, and the Internet's one of those things now that you can do business from anywhere. I'm sitting here in Brisbane, 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's sunny and hot, and talking to you guys, and I'm doing business as we speak, so...
And it's dark here.
Very good.
Yes, indeed. Well, Luke, we're glad
how are you guys going to cope in New Hampshire with the weather there?
We'll do it.
Just going to do it.
That's how they invented heat, I suppose. Doesn't it get a little chilly? Doesn't it get a little chilly down there in Australia, Lynn?
Not in Brisbane.
Not where I live in Queensland.
Oh, really?
About 32 degrees every day in summer, maybe a bit hotter.
That's New Zealand.
98.
It's New Zealand where it gets cold, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. I used to be a weather programmer for the BBC in London, and it's very interesting looking at weather now and things like global warming and how it's getting hotter and so on and so forth. But
very good.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Well,
yeah,
Luke,
not too bad. But your banner certainly works, and I endorse anybody interested in running that sort of stuff with you guys. Just go ahead and do it.
Well, very cool. They're going to have to bid against you because I've seen you're bidding again for the top banner this month. Where we put up an auction again at auction.freetalklive.com. Luke, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate
it. That's great, guys.
800-259-9231, one of those voiceover IP phones, you can tell. 800-259-9231. Well, it sounds really good, but it's kind of got that delay factor going on. All right, so anything goes if you take control of the airwaves. Just spotted this, actually, ABC News. The American Bankers Association reported Wednesday that the percentage of credit card accounts 30 or more days past due climbed to an all-time high of 4.81% in the April to June period.
So 5% of people haven't made this month's payment on their credit cards.
Yeah, when I first read that, I thought, wait a minute.
Or 5% of bills.
When I first read this, I thought, no. I thought 5% of Americans are, you know, just paying the minimum payment? No, that's not what this means. It means they aren't paying the $12 minimum payment or whatever the, you know, piddly little minimum payments are.
Right.
These guys aren't paying their bills.
It pretty much means that they haven't paid anything because they won't put you past due if you've paid something.
Oh,
I see. I mean, you know, $12. I've had credit cards, and the minimum payment could be well above $12.
Well, the previous high of 4.76% came during the first 3 months of the year, in keeping with a generally steady rise over the past several years. So going on here, they think that it's the rising gas prices. According to an industry expert, the rising gas prices is really stretching budgets to the breaking point for some people. Gas prices are taking huge chunks out of wallets, leaving some individuals with little left to meet their financial obligations. You know, can you imagine being close to the poverty line? Can you imagine having a tough time making everything meet, making ends meet, already having some debt charged up on the credit card, and then having your gas prices literally double? And especially if you travel for a living, especially if you're a salesperson, or, you know, you have to drive 50 minutes a day or 2 hours a day like so many people do in, you know, various different metros of the country, how those gas prices would really take an effect on you. Personally, I don't have to really go anywhere, luckily for me, so it doesn't take a toll on me, but my fiance does. You're a salesperson during the daytime, man, which you must have seen you must have taken a bit of a hit.
Well, I've changed my systems.
Really?
I instead of, it used to be my system, and this is how I was taught to do the business, was you only use the telephone call to set appointments. You're selling the appointment that you have to sell advertising. So you just do whatever it takes to get the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I pre-qualify my my appointments. I, talk to them about
it. You're being
it.
A little more choosy, though.
Yeah, and I see where they're at, what they're looking for. If they're just, feeling around at a whole bunch of different advertising venues, maybe you need our media kit. I'll send that to you.
Well, I know that a lot of people are definitely adjusting the way they live their lives according to the gasoline prices. More people are carpooling. This is something that happens naturally. It's an economic factor. You don't have to pass laws to get people to carpool. Just if the gas prices go high enough, people will start doing it on their own because it's in their best interest.
Well, also this has to do with the credit card thing here has a lot to do with bankruptcy. They've recently changed the bankruptcy laws.
Mm-hmm.
As have an article here if you want to get into it. It's as of April the 20th, 2005, President Bush signed into law the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act. Who wouldn't want to vote for that, right?
Any protection?
Well, consumer protection, really, it's about weakening the bankruptcy laws. The bankruptcy, basically, if you felt like you couldn't pay, you just get all your bills forgiven.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah,
and
I know you do.
Well, you're somebody who's actually taken advantage of
certainly have.
The bankruptcy. I mean, I guess if it's there, you might as well take advantage of it. I mean, you could always rationalize it by saying, well, I paid this government a lot of taxes, and that's why I can file bankruptcy. I mean, you could rationalize it if you wanted to.
I think my rationalization is banks have the biggest buildings in the world. They're doing okay.
That's true. Plus, you could rationalize it by saying none of this money's real anyway. What the hell?
Yeah, this is just fiat currency.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
But you did. You did. You did have a bankrupt.
I did have a bankruptcy. I did not, in fact, say it was because of fiat currency.
So bankruptcy is basically people just being able to throw up their hands and walk away from their debts. Now, they have to, if I understand
not
it correctly.
Anymore.
Well, what has happened?
Would you like to hear the article?
I'd like to hear definitely a summary because we're running out of time.
Well, I don't know as though I've summarized the article, but it's by Mr. M. Lewis Hall, the third.
Okay.
Very important to get that
Mr.
third.
Mr. Hall.
Yes.
And Mr. Hall is going to tell us that now it's harder to get a bankruptcy?
Absolutely.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to me. More coming up. 800-259-9231. Do you think it's good or bad?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think the banks have enough protections.
800-259-9231. You could take control of the show. You'd probably sing in a different tune if you were a banker, man. Which, more on the way. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Who travels 500 miles but never farther than 100 yards? Another clue? Most visit hundreds of banks, but when counting cash, some get little, several get more, and a few get very rich. The answer? When I come back. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. In 500 miles on the oval track, drivers completing a race go round hundreds of banks. So ever wonder how a racer's bucks stack up? Well, drivers of different experience levels are paid different ways. First-year rookies receive salaries and small percentages of the race purse. Veteran drivers not only bank larger salaries, they also pocket up to half of the race winnings. In most forms of racing, drivers who've been champion make at least $2 million a year, and multiple championships ka-ching up to $5 million. Bottom line in racing, practice makes perfect, and some drivers very wealthy. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything if you want to. Otherwise, we'll talk about what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And the live streaming is there. The broadband version of the show, the dial-up version, totally free at freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, where were we?
We were reading an article by M. Lewis Hall III from Williams Parker Harrison Dietz and Getson. On bankruptcy.
Whatever that is. Okay, bankruptcy, right. They're tightening down the laws on bankruptcy, correct?
Right.
Making it more difficult.
That's right. President Bush signed into law the Bankruptcy Abuse and Prevention Consumer Protection Act 2005, making the most significant change to the bankruptcy code since 1978. Mm. Most of the changes made by the act go into effect October the 17th, 2005. Soon.
Okay.
If you're going to file bankruptcy, do it in the next 2 weeks. A few of the provisions, particularly the limitation on the homestead exemption, became effective immediately upon enactment, so that's not good.
October 16th, I can see the headline. 50% of America filing for bankruptcy.
Most of the changes made by the new act primarily affect individual consumer bankruptcy filings, but there are provisions affecting both corporations and small businesses. At the heart of the new act is the abuse standard for Chapter 7. That's the big one. Chapter 7 is, I'm completely broke, I can't pay. Please forgive all my debts. The abuse standard requires a debtor who is seeking Chapter 7 bankruptcy relief to pass one of two income tests. Otherwise, the debtor will have to resort to either Chapter 11, which is, I'm having trouble paying my debts. I need a debt payment plan from the government.
I see.
So, Chapter 11 is for businesses, 13 is for individuals. The limitation on the homestead exemption could be the most significant new provision in Florida due to Florida's unlimited homestead exemption.
What does that mean? You have to keep translating here.
They can't take your house away.
Right now.
It's a change. Right now, they can because it's now in effect. So, it's been changed. It used to be they couldn't take your house away.
Now they can't.
Sort of. Let me read it to you.
Okay.
The limitation on the homestead exemption could be the most significant. The provision reduces the debtor's homestead exemption for increases in home value that resulted from the use of non-exempt property by the debtor.
All gobbledygook to me. You're going to have to translate this, man, which this stuff doesn't work.
I think that it has to do with using credit card money to pay for home improvements and then saying, oop, I'm bankrupt, and then they can't take it away.
So they're saying you can't do that now. If you do that, you're going to have your home taken, or you just what exactly is the change here?
Well, that you
please
your
excuse
home
my
is
clueless.
Your home is
I'm not in debt
will be put into the bankruptcy estate, which means that the government,
so when you go to the Chapter 7 or the Chapter 11,
the government owns all your property.
You're basically saying, please forgive my debts. Is there a certain amount that you have to be in debt? I mean, if I'm in $5,000 debt, can I file a Chapter 7? Okay, so then basically I say, okay, I'm going to make sure I understand this. I file for this Chapter 7, and I say, I got nothing. I can't pay my bills. I'm not making enough money, and I am in trouble, and I want it all scrapped. Then they come in, and they say, well, all right, so let's see what you own, right? They want to see what assets I have, correct? They want to see if I have a vehicle. They want to see if I have a home. They want to see other things, I guess, and then depending on what assets I have, those are then controlled by the state. and then the state uses the then what sells them in order to get some money back to pay the,
the stuff that they haven't decided is in fact yours. The state can sell to pay back the debts, pay debts that you owe. Yes.
So the only thing they can't take from you is your house, but now they can take it.
If you've been silly with the house. I mean,
if you've been creating debt with the house, basically beyond the mortgage, is it
beyond the mortgage? Yeah, certainly the mortgage has nothing to do with it. No,
right. So if I've been taking credit cards and buying new rooms onto my house, buying a new roof, that sort of thing, then they can say, "So you created this debt with your house, we're taking it."
Yeah,
you think that's bad?
What do I think?
Yeah,
You know, banks are doing fine, is my opinion.
So people should just be able to fleece them and take take money from them? And I know it's not real money, it's fiat currency, that's a whole other issue. But pretending like it has some value, and it does because it's forced at gunpoint to have value, you think that it's okay for just people to just take money from the bank? I mean, the bank's not the government, Manwich.
The banks lend money. It's a business, right? In business, you take risks. The bank's risk is lending money.
And possibly losing it.
And they risk it at, they make that risk, they make an interest rate that clearly covers them because they're doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a profitable business plan. The banks as a whole are doing rather well.
Well, one of the reasons they're doing fine is because if somebody defaults on their loan, they can go and repossess the car, for instance. I mean, they can go, and when you have a mortgage, that basically means that they can take your house back if you stop making payments on it. And so,
well,
they,
if you're going to stop making payments on your credit cards because they're unsecured, rather than stopping making payments on a car or a house because they are secured.
But what I'm saying is, when a bank makes a loan for something, they tend to have a piece of the action beyond just the interest rate.
Not on credit cards, they don't. I had a $100,000 credit card from American Express. Nothing behind it but the fact that I used to pay on a regular basis.
Right. And yes, you can point out that banks can manufacture money. That's another important thing. I mean, it's certainly... I find it hard to really side with the banks.
I know.
I find it hard.
And that's where I'm at. I think that, you know, I think you should pay your debts if you can.
I can't side with
the
banks.
In my case, I was in a business with scum.
I agree.
In my case, I was in business with a partner that fleeced me.
It's just
the truth. That's all I'm saying.
That's
it's
what you
just
get,
the
man.
Truth.
That's risk.
Sure
you know, you have to take risk, too,
and the banks
being a business
took the
person.
Risk, too.
Okay.
Hey, my credit suffered greatly.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Well,
you're doing all right.
I'm doing fine now. Thanks to the bankruptcy laws that were previously in place.
Amazing. 800-259-9231. I don't know. How do you feel about bankruptcy? I gotta say I'm ambivalent. Somewhere between supporting the banks, being able to have possession over your collateral, versus, well, the banks are sort of screwing you. I'm sort of in there somewhere. And I can't really nail down a real position on this.
Yeah.
And I think that if we had a real money system, it makes things a whole lot more understandable. Don't you think? I mean, if banks were actually lending out silver.
Or gold. Yeah.
You know, some sort of currency that has metal backing to it, then would you feel the same way? I mean, do you think there should even be bankruptcy?
I'm so far removed from that situation, I can't even tell you how I would feel.
Because then you're really, I mean, I'm not talking about the banks creating money from the gold reserves. I'm not talking about fractional reserve.
Yes,
where the bank,
I am saying, yeah, I agree with you.
If the bank really was lending gold, every dollar that they lent was gold and not fake dollars, but real gold, then you'd owe them.
Because they create money every time they loan. Every time they loan money to you.
Today,
they do. Right, it's created new money. And
fractional reserve banking.
Not exactly. That's not fractional reserve.
Ooh.
Fractional reserve means they have gold in...
Well, they call it fractional reserve, but they're calling it that with fiat currency in the bank, and it's still worth nothing.
And you know...
You have to have $10
if the banks
in the bank
are running, well, you know, what to my mind would be legit businesses, right now I don't think they are. I think they're in bed with the government and
absolutely
getting fleeced all over the place. Then I would... be of the opinion, yes, they should be paid. Less so now.
At least we can agree there. I really don't know how to feel about this whole bankruptcy.
I got one more paragraph that I think is important to the listener.
You better do it quick.
Other notable changes within the act include longer wait times before filing subsequent bankruptcy cases, greater document production requirements, mandatory credit counseling as a prerequisite to filing a bankruptcy petition, and a provision allowing a trustee to pay a tardily filed claim under certain circumstances.
Translation?
It just It I think it makes the law better, you know, especially the consumer.
So you're behind it then. All right, more coming back. It's Free Talk Live. Mary Jo wants to talk about bankruptcy and your calls. Take control.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Of course, the voting is going to be resetting in mere days, so I don't even know if you really want to go and vote, but you still can at vote.freetalklive.com. That takes you over to our friends at podcastalley.com, which, of course, is the premier website for all things podcast, where we're currently in the top five shows in the world, top five podcasts. We're always the number one political cultural podcast, but this is of all the different categories. And so we appreciate everybody who's going to vote for us this
month.
Good
Lord, we're number five.
Because get ready. We are going to have to re-push for more votes because they reset them coming up here in just a matter of days. So October 1st, you'll hear us remind you again to go vote for the show. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Mary Jo in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Hello, Mary Jo.
Hi, Manwich.
I don't know why he just rolled his eyes when he said that.
No, I didn't roll my eyes. I looked upwards.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to talk smoking tonight, man.
Okay.
Anyway, first of all, I don't approve of bankruptcy.
Hmm.
Okay? But
it does seem illegitimate in some ways.
Why don't you approve?
Because I think you should take responsibility and...
Thank you, I agree.
Okay.
But what about the banks? What about the banks screwing people?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
If you think back over the last year, 2 years, they've been giving credit indiscriminately.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, people have refinanced their homes. They've done it on the stupidest thing, which is interest only on a lot of them, or they've bought that way. Now they throw in the no bankruptcy law, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just screwing the people. I'll be honest with you.
Hmm.
Now, I realize that people should take responsibility for their actions, but they've been encouraging irresponsible debt.
Have they been encouraging it, or have they just been providing the means for people to be irresponsible?
Boy, I would say encouraging with all the advertisements and everything that's been coming through.
Can we blame the banks for people's irresponsibility? I mean, that's like saying that...
To a degree, I think they have to take some responsibility.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, that's like saying that people are helpless to cigarette advertising and, you know, like
advertising. What can I say?
Wait, what about... I'm sorry, say again?
I said I'm helpless to cigarette advertising.
That's not true
what
and you
can
know
I
it.
Say?
My point is, it's like suggesting that people are helpless to, a McDonald's ad on television. Oh, because McDonald's is advertising, it's encouraging people to be irresponsible and going and buying a bunch of Big Macs. I just don't accept the onus of control.
They've made it look really attractive to do this. And
right.
People have put all their credit card debt, which they stupidly maxed out.
Well, people don't understand debt. They don't understand money. They don't understand savings. And it's not the credit card company's fault. I mean, yes, they're definitely taking advantage of people's ignorance, no doubt about it. But that happens in all kinds of different businesses.
Well, that's my problem with it, and I've seen it coming, and then they threw the bankruptcy law in, and I thought, okay, guys, you're all screwed now.
All we really can do, because we can get on the radio and complain all we want about the credit card companies. They're not going anywhere, that's for sure. So all we really can do, Mary Jo, is just to educate our friends and family members that, you know, debt is not a creative instrument. It can be useful in very select circumstances, like a home loan or possibly a business loan, some sort of investment kind of debt. But debt to buy stuff, debt to buy a brand new TV, debt to buy... Cars, things like that, not good ideas. So that's all we have to do is just spread the knowledge.
If you look at the car advertisements, 0% interest, buy one now, you know.
Well, at 30 grand, they'd never sell a new car if it wasn't for debt.
That's true.
They could never get somebody into a new Beamer.
We got a big
financial
problem.
They're just not going to get me in debt.
That's good. I would never
buy your car's cash.
But I do feel sorry for people in the sense that it's a mess right now.
It is.
It really is. But that's really all I had to say is I've seen it coming. I'm not surprised. I don't like bankruptcy. I've seen it abused.
Right.
But by the same token, I really don't want to see everybody lose their homes. And it's going to happen.
No doubt, Mary Jo. And all you can do is just keep yourself above water and then hope that your friends and family actually listen to your suggestions, really.
Well, at least my family does. I wish my friends would.
Indeed. Mary Jo, you might just have to set an example.
I have.
Some people are hopeless.
Well, not really. It's just, I do worry about people.
You know, there's no point in worrying, Mary Jo, because they're going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to feel good about whatever it is they want to do, and you can't waste your time and be too concerned about what other people are going to do. I mean, yes, people make bad choices, and we can feel sorry for them, but worrying about them is just a waste of your time. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
800-259-9231.
With the example the federal government has of, you know, just getting into debt deeper and deeper, Americans are, in a lot of ways, just following that example. It's not a good example, but it is one.
That's true.
And it's a big one.
Let's go to Paul in Indiana. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with the Inner Manwich. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, sir. What's up?
Good. Hey, couple quick points. One on the fractional reserve banking.
Yes.
As far as I understand, it's basically the banks loaning out the more money than they actually have. They don't
have currency
to loan out at the actual bank. So
I don't have hard facts to back this up, but we've heard numbers like, for instance, if you're a bank, you could loan out $100 if you had 10 in reserve. That's what the current ratio is.
Right.
So for every dollar, you can loan out 10. Hang on, if you've got more comments. 1-800-259-9231. Fractional reserve banking, bankruptcy, money issues. People have problems today, man, which We got a huge financial crisis in this country, and everybody just keeps on signing up for new credit cards. They don't even know it. They don't realize that this house of cards is coming down soon.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls if you make them. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
With that, we go back to the phones and back to the fun. Join us, by the way, online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with hundreds of users, nearly 900 of them interacting with over 52,000 posts. All of it free, freetalklive.com. Back to Paul in Indiana. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Paul, where are you at in Indiana?
Near Chicago.
Oh, okay. Not Indianapolis.
No.
How are you listening to us? How are you listening?
GCN Live.
Okay, there you go. Because we're going on in Indy this weekend, Paul, so that's why I asked.
Yeah, I don't pick up any stations down there. But.
Oh, well. So what else were...
A couple other things.
Yes, sir.
I heard recently that credit card debt is actually illegal and that mm-hmm. there are some organizations out there that are fighting credit card debt and saying that, it's basically... not real debt because it's not legal for credit card companies to, loan you the money or however that works. And I was just curious if you guys have heard anything on that.
I think that there's probably a group out there doing that sort of thing, and I think they're probably not going to get anything done because, I mean, that's like, I mean, literally,
so is
David
income
and
tax.
Goliath, right? I mean, how are you going to fight the banks? How are you going to fight the politically connected banks?
Yeah, good point.
And he's right. And the group is right. I mean, it's absolutely a scam. Yes, these credit cards are creating money from literally creating money from thin air, which is what we were just talking about with fractional reserve banking. You know, it sounds kind of complex, but really it's very simple. The bank has to have X amount, legally by law, has to have X amount of dollars on hand to loan out up to 10 times X. So you can loan out up to, you know, $10 if all you have is $1 sitting in reserve. So if you loan out all $10, including the one that's in reserve, and 9 of the 10 people come back in and say that, you know, they want to cash in, what do you do then?
Yeah.
That's what the problem with fractional reserve banking is. And, of course, you know, but nobody does that these days. I mean, when's the last time there was a run on a bank, right? So we just keep inflating. So fractional reserve banking also inflates the money supply. We can inflate the money supply at the source from the Federal Reserve where they actually can physically print more dollars. But this, they don't even have to print the dollars. They don't even have to spend the 2 or 3 cents per dollar bill that it costs to print the dollars.
So not only are they printing it out of thin air, but then they're multiplying that number by 10 times as well.
Pretty much. Sick,
hey,
dude.
One other question. The Free State Project, I'm real interested in that, but I'm kind of concerned that, you know, if that thing happened, what if the first, you know, suitcase nuke or, you know, bio terrorist attack just happened to be in New Hampshire?
You know, I'm sure the revolutionaries were concerned that they might get killed by the Redcoats at some point, too.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop them from fighting for liberty.
Yeah, I guess it's just, I mean, from a practical standpoint, I talked to other people about this. They say that, you know, we don't all want to be in the same spot because, you know.
Well, then enjoy as far as I'm concerned, those people can enjoy their chains. Because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this big government. I'm sick of having to work with 5 libertarians at max in the area that I live in. So I just think that the sensible, the best activists, everybody who's saying those things right now is going to be changing their tune after 5 to 10 years after people start migrating to the Free State, because all of the good activists are going to be leaving your area.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right, because I'm with you on that.
Paul, we hope to see you in the Free State. Thanks
for
the call, man. 800-259-9231. Hour number 2 is on the way. Carl's coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.